it out pastels and other kinds of pain. Eddie said to Claude, I found some rouge that is really odd, and this indigo from Cairo makes it hard to use restraint. They continued this intellectual discussion, a cafe latte and an English muffin. Andre Durain arranged for the beverage, you see. Andre was cutting out for London, so Monet winked and he told him, you get to Charing Cross, man, paint one of the bridges for me. Monet concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on lots of canvases at the same time. As he got darker, he just painted on down the line. In that league were Rodin, Cezanne, Renoir, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Van Gogh was way ahead and far above, with an eye for beauty and an ear for love. In 29 months, he blew the doors off of the bourgeoisie. And Cézanne said it all. He said, rather a diver splitting rivers like the Ark, and from its pool catch a fish if I'm lucky. Monet concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on lots of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cézanne, Renoir, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. No, don't forget Paul Gauguin. No, don't forget Paul Gauguin. Don't forget Paul Gauguin. Don't forget Paul Gauguin.
Thank you. can't even say thank you for being here. Thank you.
Thank you.